Hallelujah. Let's open our Bibles to the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. The 53rd chapter, verses 4 and 5.
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed.
Amen. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Somebody say amen. Exodus chapter 20, verse 5. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 5.
You shall not bow down to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me.
And the sixth verse.
But showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments.
Amen. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and the fourth generations of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of generations that love me and keep my commandments. Hallelujah. Tonight, I don't want to have a long message. I just want to share a small word, and then we want to pray together, asking God to set us free from generational curses and for us to walk in generational blessing. Would you like that? Amen. Look at the scripture. It says there, the iniquity of the fathers shall be visited unto the third and to the fourth generations of those who hate me, and of those who love me and serve me, I will bless them unto thousands of generations. Praise the Lord. The blessing is always more powerful than the curse. Open your mouth and say, the blessing is always more powerful than the curse. The curse is there for three or four generations, but the blessing of God for those who serve him are there for thousands and thousands of generations. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Tonight, I want to speak to you about families being set free from curses and families walking in the blessing of God. Years back, I used to teach this in the congregation and would pray with the congregation, and I would see the result. And then for years I was not teaching it, not because it isn't true, but because I thought almost everyone in the congregation knows these basic simple truths. But the last 1 week while I was praying, the Spirit of God told me very clearly, son, there are so many of them who once enjoyed the blessing, but either by unbelief or by a refusal to accept the sacrifice of Christ in a very tangible way in their life, they have relapsed back into a curse, and I want to see them set free. So I want you to minister the word one more time, and when you minister the word, I will make sure of those who receive the word, I will make sure the curses are broken and the blessing of Yahweh God mighty will come upon your lives and upon your generation. Amen. Hallelujah. We know that in every family tree, when you shake it, there was always a few nuts. Here the Bible says, the iniquity of the fathers shall be visited unto the third and to the fourth generations of those who hate me. The iniquity. In the scripture, you know the word sin, which means missing the mark. You know the word trespass, which means crossing the boundary. But the word iniquity means to be bent over. Something that is repeatedly done. Something that consciously, willfully, that has been repeatedly done, that the nature, that your very nature has got a tendency to bend towards it. It might be pornography, it might be alcoholism, it might be drugs, it might be sexual immorality, it might be a negative kind of thinking, it might be just rebellion in your hearts, it might be even a spirit of poverty, it might be a certain kind of sickness that has been there through your generations. Sometimes when you go to a doctor, you go to a visit a doctor and you say, and the doctor will ask you, does your family have a history of diabetes? Does your family have a history of heart problem? Does your family have a history of cancer? Now, even doctors in the medical field recognize that if something is there in your family, chances are that you might also have it, or you might also get it. But tonight we have victory through the precious and holy blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Over every curse and over every bondage. Amen. So sin means to miss the mark, the standards that God has kept. When you miss it, you have sinned. You can repent, God forgives you. The word trespass means to cross the boundary. The boundary lines that God has drawn, when you overstep it, boom, you are transgressing or trespassing. But iniquity is actually continuing in either one of those continuously, where a portion of your life is actually bent towards it. And that iniquity that is there in your family begins to go through the generations. So your father might have been an alcoholic and you suddenly realize you are also one. Or a certain bondage in your family, you can recognize it. It is there, it is continuously there. But tonight, open your mouth and say, we have victory through the precious blood of Jesus Christ our Lord. Say it one more time. We have victory through the precious blood of Jesus Christ our Lord. Now here it says the iniquity of the fathers, not the sins, not the transgressions, but the iniquity of the fathers shall be visited unto the fourth generation. Amen. Hallelujah. But those of them who love the Lord, can you imagine that? Those of us who serve the Lord Jesus, you have every right to claim the blessing of God for thousands and thousands of generations. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I mean that your children are going to be blessed. Your children are going to walk in a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Your children are going to walk in the blessing of the Lord. Amen. Now, how do you break free from a curse? Simple. You repent. If you're conscious of an iniquity that is there in your bloodline, that's there in your family, you repent of it. You say, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me. And trust me that God forgives you. Amen. That is why the Bible says in Isaiah 53 and verse 4 and 5, speaking about Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, he bore upon himself not only our sins, but our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed. Oh, hallelujah. He not only carried your sins, not only your transgressions, not only your curse, but he actually bore your iniquities. So for you to be set free, how do you become set free? Does a man of God have to pray a special prayer over you to be set free? No. You are set free by speaking forth your faith in Jesus Christ over your family and seeing the blood of Jesus Christ flowing through your family tree. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Certain things like, a sickness, you can recognize a curse in the family. an abuse. It might be emotional, it might be sexual, it might be physical, an abuse that just keeps continuing on. There is, it's just there. No matter, it's like a weight, it's like a pressure. No matter how hard you try, you are unable to become free. It's like it's pushing you, bending you. But tonight, look at the faith. Look at the sacrifice of Jesus Christ by faith. And say, He bore my iniquities. He took my punishment. That bending over nature has to stop because of the blood of Jesus Christ. You are set free when you appropriate by faith the sacrifice of Jesus and His blood over your life and over your family. Now, homes can be cursed. Land can be cursed. Nations can be under a curse. You see that in the scripture. Now, you can go and study it later. But when you study the scripture in Jeremiah, the 14th chapter, verse 20, the book of Leviticus, the 26th chapter, verses 40, 41, and 42, and the book of Nehemiah, the 9th chapter, and verses 2, you will find, you can go and study it later, but curses or iniquities that was over land, that was over families, and that was over nations being broken the moment the one who had a revelation of the truth of God's word began to confess it out and say, Lord, I'm sorry for the iniquities, forgive us, Lord. That curse immediately was broken off. Amen. I strongly believe some of you who are holding land, who is your inheritance that you've received from your families, land, properties that are under bondage, tonight I declare by faith is going to be set free. You're going to walk in the blessing of God. The curse over that property is going to be broken through the sacrifice of the blood of Jesus Christ. I decree it over your land, over your home, and over the area that you reside in. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Certain suicides, certain diseases, certain kind of immoralities. You can recognize it if it is there. You can recognize that. The moment you recognize it, remember, for any deliverance to take place, the key thing is discernment. If you recognize a bondage, it means you have victory over it. Again, I'm repeating. If you recognize a bondage, you have victory over it. Are you with me? If you recognize a bondage in your life, you have victory over it. Look at somebody and say, if I recognize a bondage, then have victory over it through the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. So the moment you recognize it, you know, I was looking at a couple of things that, you know, how to actually recognize a curse. Now, we don't have, you know, we have spoken about all that in detail long time back, but even a certain kind of argumentative nature that is there, always trying to prove something, a competitive spirit, always having a negative kind of mindset, always wanting to win every argument, it's a sign there is a curse operating in your life. Now, in the book of Job, chapter 6 and verse 25, it actually speaks about that. Job chapter 6 and verse 25. Look at somebody and say, look at the book of Job, the 6th chapter and verse 25. It says there,
how forceful are right words, but what does your argument prove?
Yes, what does your arguing prove? See, sometimes you there's no peace inside. You're so restless inside, you want to argue, you want to fight. Certain families, there is no peace at home because everybody is trying to make their point clear. Now, I thought that was there in our family. And so today I said, Lord, that needs to break now. But that needs to break off. Because sometimes five boys sit together for a family meet, it can be quite a meeting. Everybody's finished their studies, everybody's got a viewpoint, everybody's got something to prove, everybody's got an idea. Everybody thinks their idea is the best. Everybody thinks their point of view is to be recognized. Everybody thinks only their feelings are hurt. You're continuously looking at your little thing. It is a clear sign there is a curse in that bondage. It is a harassing spirit against your emotion. It's an abusive spirit against your mind. And your battle is not against flesh and blood. It's against principalities and powers of darkness in the heavenly realm. And your victory over it through the precious and holy blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Look at somebody and say, I'm on the victorious side through Jesus Christ, my Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and give a shout to Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, a curse becomes broken the moment you repent and you put your faith in Jesus. Are you with me? That is something that you have to do. Amen. Nobody else has to do it for you. You can do it. Amen. Hallelujah. We can pray together after this, but you can put your faith in the blood of Jesus Christ and see the curse over your family broken by your own faith. Nobody has to do a curse breaking session for you to be set free. Are you with me? You are free through the precious and holy blood of Jesus Christ. You can do it by faith in Jesus Christ. Oh, lift your hands and thank Jesus Christ tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give a shout to Jesus one more time tonight. Amen. Now I want to take more time on, I told you the power of the blessing is stronger than the curse. So how you can impart a blessing into your family tree? How can I see my family blessed? The simple thing when you study scripture is by speaking a blessing. Look at somebody and say, by speaking a blessing. Say it again, by speaking a blessing. Anything that is ugly, anything that is negative, anything that is critical or criticizing or condemning, stop it. Are you with me? It doesn't produce a blessing. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Anything that is blaming somebody or putting somebody else down, stop it. It doesn't help you. But you can actually flow, your family can actually flow in a blessing if you learn to speak the right thing out of your mouth by speaking forth a blessing. Now we are all people who want to receive a blessing. How many of you want to receive a blessing? We all want to receive a blessing. There's nothing wrong with it. There is nothing wrong with it. Are you with me? We all want to be blessed. That's perfectly okay. But you know what God is interested in? God is interested in not only blessing us, but by you receiving that blessing and your ability to impart a blessing. That's how a blessing flows into a family tree. Now you can come into church, you can go for a meeting, say, Lord, bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me, and God will bless you. But you can never actually enjoy it because you haven't learned to impart the blessing that God has given you. Curses can be imparted through your words, and blessings can be imparted through your words. Your words are the vehicle for the curse or the blessing to travel. Your words. Are you with me? So what you open your mouth and speak out can actually create a bondage or can set somebody free. Now what happens if I studied about the scripture on being a blessing or receiving a blessing and I say, Lord, bless me, and God blesses me. But if I don't impart it to you, do you think God is happy? No. The same way, in any family, when God picks up somebody, He wants you to walk into a blessing by putting your faith in Jesus, knowing that Jesus bore your curse, and you become a blessing through Him, and then you can open your mouth by faith and declare the blessing over your family. So you have to look at your life and your family. I will be teaching this in a couple of weeks' time more. But you have to look at your family and see, is it a curse that is traveling through my family, or is it a blessing that is traveling through my family? Praise the Lord. If it is a curse, tonight, by faith in Jesus, say, stop. No more shall you pass through my family. Stop in the name of Jesus. You bondage, you sickness, you demon, you whatever curse, you cannot pass through my family again. Stop in the name of Jesus. It is the blessing of Jesus that will flow through my family tree. Hallelujah. Open your mouth and say that. Hallelujah. It's the blessing of Jesus that will flow through. Amen. Now, why do I say that blessing comes through your speech? Because when God created everything in the Bible, God created it, and the Bible says, God said it is good. Actually, he was blessing it. In the book of Genesis, the first chapter, you will find God looking and again saying, it's good, it's blessing. Are you with me? It's good. It's good. Amen. And the Bible says when God formed man in Genesis 1, 26 to 28, out of the dirt of the earth and breathed into him his life-giving spirit. When God raised this man, the first thing that God did was to bless him. Are you with me? God actually blessed him. Amen. So look at somebody and say, if God did it, I should do it. Are you with me? Amen. If God did that, you should do it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes, you know, your faith can be tested. Sometimes you can have a prayer of faith that you make in the Lord and think the curse is broken off. And suddenly you say the same pattern repeating. And suddenly you get discouraged and you get worried, you get upset and says, why didn't this work for me? At dark times like that too, you need to continue to put your faith in God's word and apply it and speak it out. Are you with me? Sometimes you need to submit to God and resist the enemy more than 100 million times. I had to do it. There are certain things that I thought, wow, I wish God would take a magic wand and abracadabra and boom, everything is new. Ha! It didn't work. Anybody ever done experience like that? I was fasting, I was praying, I was saying, Lord, I put my faith in you. I want to see this thing broken off. I want to see this healing manifest. I want to see this delivery manifest. I want to see this inequity broken off. I want to see the wholeness of Jesus. I want to see your blessing come down. And you're praying and praying. Boom. Nothing happened. The Holy Spirit said, son, don't get discouraged. Don't get worried. Continue to submit to the Lord and resist the enemy and speak the word of God out. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The word of God will effectually work within that situation and will revoke that curse and bring about a blessing. Hallelujah. Continue to stand in faith and declare God's word over your situation. Amen. Praise the Lord. I think it is, a woman of God who said, you know, she once said to her son, son, why didn't you, you know, just mow the lawn? He said, I don't want to do it. Why? Because I'm lazy. So this woman of God said, son, how can you say that? I can say that, mama, because I hear you say that. You see that? That bondage continued to stay in their family because they've been all been saying over years, lazy. ഞങ്ങളുടെ ഒരു മടിയൻ കുടുംബമാണ്. ഞങ്ങളുടെ കുടുംബത്തിലെ പിള്ളേരൊന്നും അങ്ങ് മടിയന്മാരാ. See, you're opening your mouth and saying it over your own generations. But you gotta open your mouth and speak the word. Amen. Look at Genesis chapter 9, verse 1. When the Ark of the Covenant, when the Ark in which Noah and the family was traveling, they came out of the Ark. The Bible says, God blessed them. God blessed them. The earth was desolate. The earth was, you know, devastated by the floods, destroyed. But when the family of Noah came out of the Ark, the Bible says, God blessed them again. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Look at your desolation. Look at everything that's been, you know, flooded or destroyed and say, my God will bless me again. Hallelujah. God will bless my family again. Open your mouth and say that. God will bless my family and my home again. Praise the Lord. God said to Abraham in Genesis 12, son, I've called you to a blessing and to be a blessing. Are you with me? Amen. Praise the Lord. Genesis 24, verse 60. Something amazing here. Genesis 24, verse 60. Genesis 24.
And they blessed Rebekah and said to her, our sister, may you become the mother of thousands of ten thousands, and may your descendants possess the gates of those who hate them.
See, when Rebekah is supposed to go off to marry Isaac, Rebekah's family is actually blessing her. And they bless Rebekah and said unto her, thou art our sister, be thou a mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them. Can you imagine that? Do you say that over your children? Do you say that over your brother or your sister? Do you say that in your family? What are you saying over your family? Look at Ruth chapter 4 and verse 11. Ruth chapter 4 verse 11. Ruth chapter 4 verse 11. My brother, hallelujah. Look at the index, get to the scripture. Yeah.
And all the people that were in the gate and the elders said, we are witnesses. The Lord make the woman that has come into thy house like Rachel and like Leah, which two did build the house of Israel. And do thou worthily in Ephrathah be famous in Bethlehem.
See, Ruth and Boaz, when they got married, the neighbors are actually pronouncing a blessing over them. And saying to them, you know, may the girl that you met be like Leah, may she be like Rachel. And may, look at that scripture very clearly, may you be famous in Bethlehem. I do not know how many generations later, in the ancestry of Jesus Christ, the name of Ruth is mentioned. And where do you think Jesus was born? Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Can you imagine that? It is the neighbors speaking forth a blessing over their family. May you be famous in Bethlehem. What do you look at your neighbors and say? You know, you're staying in a flat, you're staying in a colony, you're staying in a set of villas. What do you say? I mean, what you say has got power. Are you with me? For the blessing to flow through your family and generations, you need to know how to open your mouth and speak a word of blessing. When I stay somewhere, I, you know, pray over the neighborhood. I might not know everybody. Not everybody might like me. Not everybody might, you know, like a preacher staying in their colony. But when you're staying there, you open your mouth and you speak blessing over the neighborhood. The Lord bless them. Bless every home in this place. Remove sickness and addictions and bondages from this place. Reveal your salvation in this place. Let your glory be manifested. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, every time you open your mouth and you begin to bless, the blessing will actually go through. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you still with me? Amen. The words can overcome any negative situation. You have to set it up by the words of blessing. Are you with me? Your blessings have to be spoken out, which God will hear and say, that's the faith of that child, I'll honor that. The devil should hear that and say, wow, I better not mess up with this family. People should hear it, wherein they say, okay. Look at another scripture. The next point about a blessing, one, it can be transferred to generations. You have to set it up for you to see actually that happening by speaking it out. The next point of a blessing is the power of blessing is irrevocable. Say that to somebody, the power of blessing is irrevocable. Amen. Genesis 27 verse 33. Genesis 27 verse 33, you can study that scripture later, but I'll just tell you the story. Isaac had two sons. You remember that? Esau and Jacob. God had prophesied saying, Jacob shall receive the blessing. But Esau got kind of close to the dad, and dad also kind of liked him because he was a man for the outdoors. He likes to go hunting. He likes to cook, the favorite food of the dad. Jacob is kind of softer guy. Now you remember the story. Jacob comes dressed like Esau to Isaac, and Isaac blesses him. Remember that? Isaac blesses him. Later on, when the other son Esau realized that Jacob had deceived him and got the blessing, Esau goes to dad and says, Dad, bless me please. The father cries and says, hey, I already gave that blessing. I cannot take it back. I already gave that blessing. I cannot take it back. I already gave it. വില്ലൊക്കെ എഴുതുമ്പോ തെറ്റിപ്പോയ ചിലപ്പോ തിരുത്തി എഴുതാം. പിന്നെ അവൻ പറ്റിച്ചല്ലേ, എന്നാ തിരുത്തി തിരുത്തി ഒന്നും പറഞ്ഞില്ല. And you know what? When you study the 20th chapter, verses 1 to 5 of Genesis, you will find Isaac calls Jacob, and Jacob is again blessed by Isaac. That is amazing. There's a question there for you. What you know, if you know that somebody deceived you and got something from you, would you bless that person again? Would you bless that person again? Somebody made you look like a fool. Got a blessing. Look at the Bible. Because blessings are irreplaceable or irrevocable. The power of the blessing. Look at the heart of this man. He said, you deceived me, that's fine. Let me bless you again. Are you with me? Let me bless you again. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you need to look at people who have hurt you. People who have deceived you. Romans 12 verse 14. Look at that scripture. Romans 12 and verse 14. Are we learning something tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. Romans 12 verse 14.
Do But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the
Romans 12 verse 14.
Bless those who persecute you.
Bless those who persecute you.
Bless and do not curse.
Bless and do not curse. Are you with me? Bless and do not curse. The best way to break off a curse is to actually bless the person who cursed you. How many of you had people either deceiving you or cursing you or speaking bad about you or saying something wrong or negative about you or being critical of you and putting you down? We all have had our share of those kind of jokers. There is not a single one who wouldn't have gone through that experience. We all have. But how do you stop that negative thing that they did or said to you from influencing or destroying your life? By blessing them. There's a lot of weight of the Holy Spirit in that word. Are you with me? You break off that. Somebody looks at you and says, "You don't gunam pidikkiyalada." I remember when I stepped out for the Lord. We were in the charismatic movement at that time. A priest whom I used to really look up to. You know, told my dad and mom, said, "Hey," before he was on a drug tip, now he's on a Jesus trip. After 6 months, he'll be okay. He will quit the Bible. He will quit on Jesus and he'll come to his senses and get back home. But 6 months, forget it. 6 years, forget it. It's almost 20, 21 years. And God in his mercy has still kept me to serve Jesus Christ. Amen. But I was discouraged. I said, "Wow." I went into my room. I forgave and I said, "Bless him, Lord. Bless him." The first time I started preaching, you know, I looked up to somebody who was a spiritual elder to encourage me and kind of say, "Wow, great preaching, great word. I mean, you're going to be the next Billy Graham." You know how you want to, when you preach, you want somebody to say that to you? So I preached my heart out, and that person, is saying to a couple of other people, "Even uttri nalla gift ekki unda vacha preaching." You go back and you speak blessing. You forgive and you bless. You know what was amazing about that blessing was that I blessed that person and that person also became a preacher. What I'm trying to say is, negativity over your life by a curse or evil speaking or evil done to you is broken when you understand the power of a blessing and you bless. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at the next scripture. Hallelujah. Genesis. Now we don't have much time, so I'm just highlighting that point once again. A blessing that is given can never be taken back. If God has called you, He's called you for good. Are you with me? The gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. Amen. Every day morning, you don't need to get up insecure and say, "Oh, I didn't pray for last 1 week. Has really God called me?" If you have received a blessing, that God doesn't take it back. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Genesis 48 and 49, those chapters when you study, Jacob, who received a blessing and who was again blessed, he is blessing his children in his old age. He is blessing his children in his old age. When your children disappoint you, can you bless them? He, at his old age, is blessing them. You know why? Because he realized he didn't want to leave this earth, die with a curse in his mouth, in despair. You know, I've watched people die. Sometimes as a pastor, you stand next to somebody at the point of death. And sometimes you Lead them in a prayer. They can go to be with Jesus. Some of those deaths are very peaceful. Once I was in Lakeshore Hospital, I saw a man depart and go to be with the Lord, and the glory of God just filled that ICU. Other patients were there. I knew this man was a man of God, was a genuine disciple of Jesus Christ, because I saw the glory of God come in that ICU, and the Lord just took him. I knew he had gone to be with the Lord. There are people when sometimes on their deathbed, Jacob on his deathbed, he blessed his children. He blessed his grandchildren. There are people in their deathbed I've seen cursing, miserable, frustrated, upset. Wonder where their address would be. Wonder where they have gone. You know, a prayer that I always make after seeing one person, I said, Lord, when I am old, I don't want to be a grumpy old man. I want to be somebody who can bless. I want to be somebody who would be fun to be with. Are you with me? Not cranky, upset, throwing a tantrum. Praise the Lord. How many of you will pray for that? God has to do a real work to do, get me there. How many of you will pray that God will make me like that? But what I'm trying to say is, in your old age, and some of you are there, you gotta learn to bless. You gotta learn to bless. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's look from the New Testament one scripture and then we close with it, and we'll have a word of prayer. Matthew 5, Jesus spoke a blessing. Matthew 5 verses 13 and 14. Matthew 5 verses 13 and 14.
You are the salt of the earth.
You are the salt of the earth.
But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden.
Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is looking at the disciples. And he's saying, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. He's blessing them actually. I mean, you look at Peter. You know, pastoring a church is, I got people, you know, associate pastors with me, worship leaders, administration team, ministers, a lot of people, you know, leadership team, there's a lot of them. Sometimes you look at them. And some of them, when you look at them, you wonder what you can say to them. Because you know them really well. I mean, how could Jesus look at a person like Peter and say, you are the salt of the earth, man. You are the light of the world. Jesus said to the disciples, he was pronouncing a blessing. Are you with me? We say Thomas was a doubting Thomas. But look where the doubting Thomas came to and died for Jesus. You know why? The power of the blessing. Jesus said to Thomas, Thomas, there might be, testings of faith and things that you would go through, but I have faith and I am pronouncing a blessing upon you. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Hallelujah. And that Thomas came with the gospel of Jesus Christ all the way to India and became a martyr for Jesus Christ. You know why? Because Jesus pronounced a blessing over his life. There is power in the blessing of God. Amen. Hallelujah. There might be times you would go through certain crises, but the blessing will carry you through. Remember the blessing that God has spoken over your life. Remember the words that God has spoken over your life. Always learn to speak forth the word of blessing, and your generation shall walk in the blessing of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's close our eyes in prayer tonight. Let's pray together. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight, I want you to look at the word that God has spoken Claim the scripture of God, the word of God over your heart, over your family tree. I'm gonna make this prayer in three sessions. I mean, first part of that prayer is I want you to look at any iniquity that you can recognize that is flowing through your family tree. It might be alcoholism, it might be some sexual addictions, it might be negative speaking, it might be just cursing and bad language, it might be hatred, rebellion. But I want you to look at that bent, maybe in your own life that you have to something. I want you to, you know, I just want you to close your eyes, be in prayer, just look to Jesus tonight. You know, I want you to open your mouth, say it in a voice, in an audible voice that you can hear, but not anybody else. I want you to say it to Jesus, who is the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. I want you to say it to Jesus Christ by faith. Lord, I am sorry for that iniquity in my family. It might be a murder. It might be anything. It might be masturbation. It might be, you know, some addiction. I mean, it could be anything. But say, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me my own sins. Forgive me for my sins. Forgive me for my own iniquities, for my own transgressions. Forgive me, Jesus. There is no question about forgiveness here tonight. The blood of Jesus is sufficient. God is arm stretched out. There is no sin, nothing that you've done in your life or in your family that has happened that Jesus can't forgive and Jesus won't forgive. He will. His blood is sufficient. All that you need to do is to say, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Here I am. I repent of it. I confess it out, Lord. Forgive my iniquity. Forgive my sin. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me. Jesus, I put my faith in your blood. Cleanse me with your precious blood. Cleanse me, Lord. Come on, church. You can either kneel down, or you can even sit down or lie down in the presence of God, any way that you're comfortable. But I want to lead you through this prayer. The Bible uses the word, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Even tonight when you go home, I want you to write your name there in that scripture, Isaiah 53 and verse 5. And I want you to speak it out. Isaiah 53 and verse 5 says, he was wounded. I want you to open your mouth and say that. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and with his stripes I am healed. With his stripes I am healed. Thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that by the power of your word, let your word effectually work within the heart of your people, within the generations, within every home.
Yes.
That every power of transgression and iniquity in the family
yes.
tree
yes.
would stand broken, would stand forgiven, would stand destroyed by the power of your precious blood. By the power of your precious blood. That there wouldn't be a transference of any iniquity or transgression or sin into the generations. But it would be broken by the power of your holy blood. We speak out the power of your redemption, the power of your blood over every home or every life in this place. Let the precious and holy blood of Jesus cleanse your people tonight. Forgive our transgressions. Forgive our iniquities. Let your blood speak over every life. Let your blood speak over every life. Let your holy blood speak over every life. Let that curse be broken tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus.